Are you or any of your colleagues frightened to go certain places? Good morning, Rob.
Hi, good morning, Nick. To be honest with you, no. I mean, me personally, and from what I sort of experienced from working in London, I'm not. And I don't really get that impression and feeling of it, really. It's awful and tragedy what's happened in the world, in Paris, in Tunisia, etc. And I would say that probably officers are more fearful, and quite rightly so. But I'm certainly not fearing for my life, my safety. I mean, I wouldn't be doing the job if I wasn't.
So when you say more fearful, how does that manifest itself? How does that show itself with you and your colleagues, Rob?
Well, it's just, you know, you're just paying attention to what's happening in the world, and you're a little bit more, you know, switched on maybe at work, because it's a possibility, and it's a real threat now that terrorism, you know, can come to the streets of London and the UK, in any area, in any shape or form. And I guess maybe that, you know, fearing it a little bit more is perhaps a good thing. As I say, it sort of, you know, it switches you on a little bit more to reality of it. And the fact that it's, you know, it could well be sort of homeborn, as they say. Mm.
I may be wrong, but I remember around the time of, or shortly after, the fatal stabbing of Lee Rigby down in Woolwich, it was reported, that doesn't mean it was true, that police officers, it was being suggested you didn't wear your uniforms to and from work on occasions. Was that true?
There has been time where it's not advised to wear sort of certainly half blues or uniforms to and from work, because...
Well, I know that's not your call, but what does that tell you about senior officers? Clearly there is a concern, isn't there? If they're saying to you blokes and women, nah, you don't want to go and come into work with you and get in and then change when you're in the station, there's a fear out there, isn't there?
There is, it's almost like damage limitation. You know, you try and do the most you can to prevent these things from happening, or to prevent anything, you know, bad from happening.
Yeah.
You know, all the intelligence is around you, and you do the best with that.
Oh, absolutely,
To essentially stay safe.
Of course, you know, that's what I want.
And if that means taking measures to, you know, to not identify yourself sort of, you know, off duty too much, then so be it. You know, it's covering your backs.
Yeah, of course. So is that recommendation still out there at the moment? Don't wear half your uniform, whatever it is you call it.
I believe so, yeah. And I believe it's a common sense approach as well.
Of course.
You know, it's you know, as for these no-go areas as well, you know, if I'm just sort of add on the fact that with the gang crime, etc. in London, there's areas which maybe you wouldn't go into as a pair of cops in a car because of fear of having, you know, things thrown at you when you drive to certain estates and bottles, etc.
Right.
So, you know, there are...
So you go in as a team in somewhere like that, would you?
Exactly, yeah. And nowadays, I mean, I can't speak for different parts of the country, but, you know, there may be areas in which you just have to be a little bit more switched on about what's happening in the world and what's going on, you know.
Well, thank God for people like you, Rob, doing what you do. Look after yourself. Thank you and all your colleagues. Rob's a Met officer, that's all you're getting, not his last name or where. Hang on a second, then. Maybe there's something to what Donald Trump said. Police being advised not to travel to and from work in their full uniform. Oh, around the time of Lee Rigby. So suddenly all this, how dare he say this about London? Well, no, the Met Police accept it as well. And I appreciate this isn't radicalisation, but certain areas of... I don't blame them, by the way. Certain estates, they only go mob-handed. I don't blame them for a second. So instead of all shrieking at Donald Trump, perhaps there's just something to what he says.